It's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, mid-50s with wind gusts at 30. Tomorrow night, clear skies around 26. As we enter Thursday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 28.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Kansas Governor Lori Kelly yesterday announced that state office buildings in the Capitol complex and other administrative buildings will be closed today and tomorrow. The buildings include the Curtis, Landon, and Eisenhower buildings. Employees are instructed to work remotely. The governor also encouraging agency heads with offices in the immediate surrounding area beyond the state office buildings to follow similar procedures. A former Kansas prison guard will stand trial on 10 counts related to drug smuggling cases at the Hutchinson Correctional Facility. Zachary Wood was bound over for trial last week following a preliminary hearing on counts ranging from possession with intent to distribute to trafficking in a correctional facility. The Hutch News reports prosecutors have said Wood tried to smuggle drugs into the prison last summer after arranging sales with three women. And Kansas City head coach Andy Reid says Patrick Mahomes doing good after his concussion from Sunday. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes.
Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
If it felt like gasoline across the Sunflower State took a jump in price recently, it did. Prices in Kansas have risen 9.2 cents a gallon in the last week, according to Gas Buddy. KWCH-TV reports the gas price tracker says this compares with the national average that has increased 4.2 cents per gallon versus last week. Kansas abortion opponents are moving with unusual speed to put an anti-abortion amendment to the state constitution on a ballot. Backers of the measure fear a COVID-19 outbreak could thwart them if they delay. The proposed amendment would overturn a state Supreme Court decision in 2019 that declared access to abortion a fundamental right under the state constitution. It would declare that there is no Kansas constitutional right to abortion and preserve the legislature's power to regulate abortion. One or both chambers could debate the measure later this week. Efforts to pass the measure last year ended when the legislature short-ended its session because of the pandemic. Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The Nebraska State Patrol says a North Platte man has died in a rollover crash on I-80 near the south central village of Overton. The Omaha World Herald reports the crash happened early yesterday around 2:30 in the morning, killing 47-year-old Alfred Leon. The patrol says Leon was exiting I-80 near Overton when he lost control of his vehicle and it rolled. Investigators say he died at the scene. Overton is about 25 miles west of Kearney. Nebraska health officials say the number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus in the state dropped to its lowest point on Sunday in nearly 3 months. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services online virus tracker showed 429 people were hospitalized Sunday. That's the lowest number since October. But the number of new daily cases jumped on Sunday to 1,061. That jumped from only 741 cases on Saturday. The total death toll since the pandemic began in Nebraska is 1,837. Mid-America Network News.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and held the annual county reorganization, with Fritz Blasky joining the board. The Agency on Aging reported they will begin out-of-county medical transportation in February. Meals on Wheels delivery was to start in Beatty last week, and they will be adding meal delivery to Home City. Resignations of Fritz Blasky as Blue Rapids Township Clerk and Patricia Hale as Bigelow Township Treasurer were approved, with Jeffrey Stoll accepting appointment as Bigelow Township Treasurer. Recently elected officials were sworn in at the Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday, and county reorganization and appointments were presented. The Washington County Attorney briefly discussed a potential tax sale and advised that the City of Lynn had made contact regards fire district consolidation. Gary Scobie was selected chair and Dylan Keim board co-chairman for the Nemahal County Commissioners for 2021 at their meeting last week. Lori Schmelsley came before the board to let commissioners know she would like affected citizens of the City of Seneca extraterritorial zoning issue to be able to address the board prior to commissioners taking any action. Following an executive session, the Nemahal County Attorney stated the board's decision on November 4, 2019 to approve Seneca resolution would have had to have been repealed within 30 days. Therefore, commissioners do not intend to discuss the matter of invalidating that decision any further at this time. The sheriff presented a revised merit-based pay scale, recommending consideration in place of the current longevity base. It will cost Nemahal County approximately $4,500 per year to pay the shift differential requested. An indefinite leave of absence was approved for Emergency Preparedness Director Russell Leertz, with Sheriff Rich Vernon appointed to the post in the interim. County commissioners are to meet Tuesday this week, with Monday recognized as Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last week closed the 2020 session and conducted county reorganization tasks. Eric Thiemann was chosen chairman, Dennis Byers vice chair for 2021. The board voted to approve extension of the deadline on the wind moratorium resolution for another 6 months to July 15th, limiting development of new wind farm operations. Supervisors Schuler and Lytle agreed that needs to be a shorter time frame. Planning and zoning had expressed concerns in getting the regulations done in 6 months. The final vote for the extension was 5-2 in favor, with Schuler and Lytle voting no. The board presented a plaque to be given to Julie Hobine in recognition of her 30 years of service to Gage County in the Sheriff's Office. Clara Miller, age 88, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Haddam City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Clara Miller. Travis W. Landreth, age 67, of Axtell, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home in charge for Travis Landreth. Jerry V. Scritchfield, age 67, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Haddon Funeral Chapel in charge for Jerry Scritchfield. Garrett W. Brushwood, age 64, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. No services scheduled to Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in charge for Garrett Brushwood. Walter R. Stump, age 90, of Topeka, formerly of Axtell, passed away January 15th. Private family service is planned Saturday with the Axta Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Walter Stumpf. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, mixed vegetables, and applesauce. Tomorrow, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, Brussels sprouts, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal boundary in the northern parts of the Midwest, bringing some scattered snow showers across the area. Looks like central parts of the Midwest will see quiet weather for this Tuesday, becoming mostly sunny, dry for tonight. We'll see sunny skies continuing into tomorrow, looks like through the end of the week. We will see a nice warm-up as we head towards the middle of the week into Thursday before a dry cold front pushes through, and that's going to bring us some cooler temperatures as we head into Friday and continuing into the start of the weekend. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, mid-40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, breezy. We'll see highs around the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, clear skies at 26. As we head into Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies, lower 50s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Melford.
Average high temperature mid-January 41, record high in the state 65. The average low 17, record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:33. 28 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 19th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
The Lakers winning streak burns out and a baseball GM in hot water. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Steph Curry rallied the Warriors from a 14-point fourth-quarter deficit to overhaul the L.A. Lakers Monday night.
Curry backs up, takes a deep three over Davis. It's good! Curry!
The call on 95.7 the game. Golden State wins it 115-113, ending the reigning champs' five-game winning streak. Curry had 26 points and 7 assists, and Kelly Oubre Jr. added 23. James Harden and Kevin Durant combined for 64 points to lead the Nets to a win over Giannis and the Bucks.
Bucks by one, 47 seconds to go. Durant with it up top. Moves it left, cut off, back on the wing. Harden's got it. Three on the way. No good, too strong. Harden, his own rebound. Out to Durant. Open three. Gone!
call on WFAN. Brooklyn top Milwaukee 125-123 and improves to 9-6. Harden finished with 34 points and 12 assists. KD chipped in 30 points and 9 boards. This is ABC Sports. Mets GM Jared Porter is facing allegations of sending explicit unsolicited messages to a foreign female reporter in 2016. At one point, Porter sent more than 60 unanswered texts to the woman. The reporter spoke with ESPN and said if she knew more about the language and culture, she would have had a better understanding of Porter's initial texts. ESPN's Jeff Passan says the reporter also doesn't believe that the Mets GM is sorry for his actions when she told him to stop back in 2016.
As Porter ascended to what he calls his dream job, the woman who received his texts returned to her home country and decided to change careers. She told ESPN she has no plans to pursue legal action against Porter, but that despite his apologies in 2016, she didn't think he was truly sorry for what he did.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Twin Valley League basketball quarterfinals tipped off Monday. In the girls' division, top seed Valley Heights down Centralia 47-43. Second seed Donova West over Clifton Clyde 48-34. Third seed Hanover girls advanced over Washington County 46-34. And fourth seed Frankfort down Wetmore 39-28. Girls consolation action Tuesday, Lynn and Axtell tip off at 6, Onega and Troy at 7:30. In Thursday's semifinals, back of the bracket, Centralia meets Wetmore at 6, Washington County faces Clifton Clyde at 7:30. In the winner's bracket semifinals Thursday, Valley Heights meets Frankfort at 6, Donova West takes on Hanover at 7:30. Boys play Monday, top seed Clifton Clyde over Donova West 59-42. Second seed Hanover handled Wetmore 60-48. Third seed Frankfort fell to 11th seed Troy 64-38, while fourth seed Centralia outlasted Onega 58-30. Tuesday consolation action, Valley Heights and Lynn tip off at 6, Washington County Blue Valley at 7:30. Back of the bracket on Friday in the semifinals, Donova West meets Onega at 6, Wetmore faces Frankfort at 7:30. Boys winners bracket semifinals Friday, Clifton Clyde versus Centralia at 6. Hanover tips off with Troy at 7:30. Tuesday night basketball tip-off. Marysville boys meet Jackson Heights in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. 7 o'clock tip-off live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Go full speed ahead. Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President-elect Biden has tapped Virginia Ag Commissioner Jewel Brona to be the next Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. That's the second highest position at USDA. If confirmed, she would be the first woman of color to hold that position. Brona, who has run the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services since 2018, has served as Virginia State Director for the USDA Farm Service Agency during the Obama administration. She also has a doctorate in career and technical education from Virginia Tech, spent time with the Dean of the College of Agriculture at Virginia State, where she oversaw extension, research, and education programming. USDA's Deputy Secretary traditionally oversees the department's day-to-day operations. And the EPA said it proposes to extend refiner deadlines to prove compliance with the biofuel laws, the agency signaling that it will not decide on how many of the pending waiver requests submitted by the industry. It's mixed review for refiners who've been hit hard by the slump in energy demand during COVID-19 and are looking to decrease regulatory costs associated with U.S. biofuel blending policies. It's also one of the final actions that EPA will take before the president leaves office tomorrow. The agency will propose to extend the compliance deadline for 2019 biofuel blending obligations to November 30th of this year. The EPA will then move the 2020 deadlines to January 31st of 2022 and June 1st also of 2022. Refiners must turn in their credits to EPA every year to prove they complied with the annual biofuel blending obligation for the previous calendar year. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did your Christmas stocking get filled with gift cards and cash this year? Did you get a Christmas bonus from work? We know exactly where you can spend it. At Hometown Lumber and Hardware, they have a huge selection of DeWalt and Milwaukee tools that you can use. Treat yourself to hand tools, power tools, a cordless chainsaw, or a leaf blower. With so many choices, it's going to be a tough decision, but we're confident you'll make the right one. Take your time at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the USDA has announced a final rule that's aimed at enhancing employment and training opportunities for participants in the SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
We provide over $100 million each year for states to operate their ENT programs. And if a state invests their own money or includes outside funding from any non-federal source to expand and enhance their ENT programs, the federal government will match those funds dollar for dollar without limit.
That's former Deputy Undersecretary Brandon Lips.
Through our efforts, we have been encouraged to see states expanding their programs, but we know there are many more opportunities. I have had the pleasure to witness how SNAP ENT generates hope and changes lives by helping recipients transition to work.
Lips says parts of the effort to get SNAP recipients back to work is a focus on case management.
A crucial tool for ensuring ENT support is customized to an individual's needs and circumstances. Allowing ENT funds to be used for subsidized employment, shifting efforts to proven strategies like apprenticeships, and allowing states to offer job retention services. USDA has published a best practices and SNAP employment and training report, and through the years, particularly as we have been relentless as an agency and encouraging states to increase their programs, we have learned a number of things about what works and doesn't work in this program. We have a SNAPs to Skills program that states participate in, where our states who have had great success on this front are serving as mentors and advisors to states who are up and coming on this front.
He explains the SNAP help and training programs.
We want to work across the spectrum of services that are provided at the federal, state, and local level. If a recipient just comes out of a job and needs simple help with job search to find a new job with the skills they have, we want to be able to provide that to them quickly.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Which life experience would you rate as life's most stressful? All about the surprise number one ranking in a survey on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 19th, the 19th day of the year. Singer Dolly Parton celebrates a birthday, and on this night in 1953, over two-thirds of America's households tuned in as Lucille Ball's character gave birth to a baby boy on I Love Lucy. Having a child is high on the list of the most stressful, though happy, life events for many people. Divorce, injury, and losing a job rank right up there, too. But you may have heard it reported recently that the one event people found the most stressful was moving. 63% of those asked said it is the most stressful event they've ever experienced. We agree that it's not a fun adventure, but given the source, it might be wise to take the results with a grain of salt. The survey was conducted by a moving company. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 28 degrees this morning in Marysville, with highs forecast in the 40s again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Tuesday. Jared Butler had a season-high 30 points and 8 assists as number 2 Baylor remained undefeated with a 77-69 victory over number 9 Kansas yesterday. The Jayhawks have lost consecutive Big 12 games for the first time in nearly 8 years. Butler made the first of his 7 three-pointers on the first shot of the game, part of an opening 11-2 spurt by the 13-0 Bears. Kansas played for the first time since a 75-70 loss last Tuesday at Oklahoma State before the Jayhawks' scheduled game Saturday was postponed because of COVID-19 issues in Iowa State's program. Jayhawks now with a break until this coming Saturday when they'll take on the Oklahoma Sooners. 11 o'clock is tip-off time. The Houston Texans say they've interviewed 4 more candidates to replace fired coach Bill O'Brien. Those candidates include Kansas City offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley League basketball quarterfinals tipped off Monday. In the girls' division, top seed Valley Heights down Centralia 47-43. Second seed Donovan West over Clifton Clyde 48-34. Third seed Hanover girls advanced over Washington County 46-34. And fourth seed Frankfort down Wetmore 39-28. Girls' consolation action Tuesday, Lynn and Axtell tip off at 6, Onega and Troy at 7:30. In Thursday's semifinals, back of the bracket, Centralia meets Wetmore at 6, Washington County faces Clifton Clyde at 7:30. In the winner's bracket semifinals Thursday, Valley Heights meets Frankfort at 6, Donovan West takes on Hanover at 7:30. Boys play Monday, top seed Clifton Clyde over Donovan West 59-42. Second seed Hanover handled Wetmore 60-48. Third seed Frankfort fell to 11th seed Troy 64-38, while fourth seed Centralia outlasted Onega 58-30. Tuesday consolation action, Valley Heights and Lynn tip off at 6, Washington County Blue Valley at 7:30. Back of the bracket on Friday in the semifinals, Donovan West meets Onega at 6, Wetmore faces Frankfort at 7:30. Boys winners bracket semifinals Friday, Clifton Clyde versus Centralia at 6. Hanover tips off with Troy at 7:30. Monday makeup games. Abilene girls took Chapman 41-26. Abilene boys defeat Chapman 50-35. Nemohall Central open play in the Thunder Classic. Second seed Nemohall Central defeating number 6 Jackson Heights 56-28. Third seed Marysville meets Jackson Heights Tuesday evening at 7. Live broadcast on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In other Tuesday tip-offs, 4th seed Atchison meets number 5 St. Mary's Academy at 4. Top seed St. Mary's will face number 7 Hiawatha at 5:30. Also tipping off Tuesday, Diller Odell girls and boys host Southern.
KNDY.
She got a window.
sons, he's got